My favorite spot to be in the whole world is Miami. You know, I turn into Sergio, you know, and I'm just, you know, I'm just ready to party, you know, I'm ready to, you know, find some type of tequila and get into the movement that is Miami. I don't really get any work done there, but the relaxation is incredible. The most romantic thing I've ever done for a young lady is I put a whole thing together for her birthday, like a city she had never been to, flowers she had never seen before, you know what I mean? The romantic, the candlelight dinner. I mean, it was very elaborate, you know what I mean? And most times, you know, the small things are romantic, but this big thing was romantic because it was like, it was out of character for me, you know what I mean? Because I'm normally just a romantic songwriter. You know what I mean? And it's easy to put it in song, but sometimes hard to bring it to life. And I put it together and it went over awesome. It was her birthday and, you know, everything just made sense, you know what I mean? From the candy to the flowers to the places we ate to, you know, just holding hands and walking, you know what I mean? Those things. And it was awesome. I was so proud of me that I had finally become a romantic that, you know, I do it all the time now. It's all about being romantic now. I'm good at it. Every year we'd have, you know, what's called a watch night service where we would bring the new year in, you know, in church. You know, we pray and, you know, and have a church service and all that, and that's what I do every year. I do that every year. I bring it in church, and then if I have to do an event or something after that, then, you know, I do that afterwards. That can wait, you know what I mean? But, you know, I find myself in somebody's church house, you know, making sure I thank God for the year I had and making sure I thank Him for the year that's coming and move on from there. The key ingredients to happiness and fulfillment. It starts with you. It starts with figuring out who you are, what you want and what you need, and maybe the few things that you could do without. Your happiness has to be something that's within you that nobody can really take from you. Every day I wake up with a smile on my face because I'm happy. You know what I mean? Not because anybody else made me happy, but because I'm very thankful and very happy that I just woke up this morning. You know what I mean? And that's my thing that I share with myself and, you know, and with the one that I pray to. Three words that describe me best: gifted, hilarious, caring. I'm always, you know, in caring, I'm always trying to consider other people's feelings before I consider mine. Very conscious of people's feelings and the people around me, and always, you know. So that's where caring comes in.